it's always difficult to say whether or not things, namely the virus and its transmission, are getting better. Because unlike other humanitarian settings where caseload is a function of severity and it's also a function of process when it's on the downward decline, Ebola is just one of those phenomenons that 3 cases can become 30, can become 300 so quickly. So it's really, it's tempting, but it's erroneous to kind of count our chickens before they're hatched. That being said, I mean, it's now been about 18 months. Everyone is working better together. And there are a lot of partners that hitherto were not there for the Ebola crisis in Guinea. So those are kind of the visible indicators for progress. But I think we have a way to go.
What type of things do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, so on a day-to-day basis, my days vary immensely. But on an average day, so working with all of the different agencies and the government and the NGOs and trying to obviously link that with civil society to just make sure that what we're doing is the right thing to do and is reaching the right people in the right areas in a timely fashion. Now, these things seem very simple from an outsider's perspective, but they become extremely cumbersome, extremely complicated when you're dealing with A, people who've never worked together before, in languages that they're not necessarily familiar with supply chains that are not always necessarily reliable, and where access can be a significant, or lack thereof rather, can be a significant impediment to the delivery of services. So you start the day with usually some form of coordination meeting, depending on what sector we plan on intervening, whether it's health, whether it's protection, and then followed by, we usually try and at least see what some of the activities of our partners are. I spend a lot of time outside of the capital. So, for example, running assessments on the cross-border capacity with other agencies of Guinea to Guinea-Bissau. So that can be thrown into the mix for a day. And then ultimately, what are we always trying to do when we're coordinating this or doing assessments? Our role specifically is to make sure that those delivering assistance, the physical, tangible delivery of assistance, have the information they need to ensure that assistance gets to the right people at the right time, in the right way.